This podcast is intended for adults 18 years and older. It contains explicit language and sexual situations. All thoughts and opinions expressed are of our own and not of those of any specific group, employer, or individual, and is not intended to take as professional advice.
Welcome to the Foreplay Podcast. Join the journey, experiences, and sexual adventures of two high school sweethearts navigating through the swinging lifestyle as millennials. Come along for the ride. Dare to play.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Foreplay Podcast. It's Bella.
This is Jace.
Today's episode is a spicy story time from Temptation Cruise 2024.
It's actually kind of funny because right now we filmed another podcast before this and we have been doing video podcast, but this is not a video podcast because this one is too spicy for YouTube. So we're just recording audio. So it's
Back to our roots.
It doesn't feel funny, but it's just been so long since we only recorded an audio one that it just feels different. Not in a bad way or a good way.
I'm not on the right side of the bed.
I know, we switched sides, but it's kind of fun. We just change it up.
Okay.
I like it. So anyway, that's really not important. But we are going to do, a little spicy story time. And this is, where do we want to start it?
I think we start like where we met them, because we met them in passing.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So we're just going to start from the very beginning. The lore.
Actually, the very, the very, origin. Very beginning is this couple actually booked through us.
Oh, yeah.
And so our first interaction technically was like, a Facebook introduction in our Facebook group for people who booked through us.
But that was barely. That was just like,
I know. I'm saying this. You're saying lore.
Oh, okay.
Even if you like a picture somebody posts, that's still lore.
I know. That's part of it. That's like a butterfly effect thing.
So
right?
I'm saying.
What if we had not seen and we wouldn't have known? Anyway, so yeah,
exactly.
Starts off on the internet.
Yeah, so there's where the lore starts.
And then this was the very first night. So again, this happened on Temptation Cruise 2024. Mm-hmm. And if you want to hear like a whole review and everything about what we thought about that, you can find that on our podcast, or we will link it in the show notes below. So we saw them in passing when we were about to go to dinner, and this was on the very first night, so this must have been like maybe like right before 6 o'clock,
like 5:50 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
So it was like early in the night. Mm-hmm. And we were walking down the stairs or up the stairs, and then they saw us coming, and then we need to give them names. We're going with Damon and Elena.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's Vampire Diaries for anyone who doesn't know.
We are on the way to dinner. And in passing, Elena stops us. Because we saw Elena first. And then Damon was right behind her. And then she was like, oh my gosh. Hi, you guys. We're in the Foreplay group. And we're going to come to the meetup tomorrow. We just wanted to say hi. And we listen and stuff like that. And so then, because we were like on our way to meet some friends for dinner, that we were supposed to all be there at 6 o'clock, it was just like a very quick like interaction.
Yeah.
We're like, oh my gosh, like I love that, like thank you guys so much for listening and booking. And
I remember I had seen their picture from like Facebook. I remember they had posted. Mm-hmm. So I like recognized them.
Yeah. And they are such a good looking couple.
Yeah, like, they're so cute.
I can't. And okay, let me talk about how we use the word cute. So we have had some negative reviews or comments about how we describe people, and we want to give information about that. So,
context.
Yeah. The reason why we can't describe everybody is because privacy, obviously, and there was another podcast, a couple next door, and they would always describe people as sexy, and literally people were mad at them for describing everybody as sexy. And so, again, I think this just comes back to some people are just insufferable and you just can't please everybody. But we always say the word cute because that's how we describe things, and I think it's because, well, I'm bi, and Jace is not bi, but he definitely gives an energy of...
Bi.
And there's just something about like the type of
verbiage.
That we just say. And if we're saying that you're cute, that's like the optimal thing for us to describe you.
I don't describe somebody as like Megan Fox. I think everyone would be like is sexy and hot, right?
Yeah.
Like I would say Megan Fox is like so cute. Like
yeah,
that's what
she's
I would
cute.
Say. Then she is like, I guess she is sexy and hot. Like, but I just don't really use those words. I use hot sometimes, but I don't really ever use the word sexy in my normal vocabulary.
But
so,
even if we did, people would be mad anyway.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's why we're saying cute. We're not saying cute because they're just like cute and bubbly and
they are cute too, but
they're in our pocket. That
yeah.
kind of cute. It's just they're in a very attractive couple.
Yes.
I'm gonna say that. And when I say like they're very, very attractive.
Yes.
And I wish I could describe who she looks like, but then it would give it away too much, I mm-hmm. think. And yeah. same with him. So, like, we can't really say. Yeah. He has, like, the cutest little nice face. And I want to say baby face, but I know that is that an okay thing to say?
I think so.
Like, he has such, like, a cute little face. And she's just, like, woman, you know?
Yeah, that's really great. That's as much as we can describe, but that's actually very accurate.
Okay,
so yeah, we met them in passing the very first night, right? And then they came to our meetup the second night because they said they had booked through
our
us and they were
day.
Part of, yeah, second day. And so that meetup was fairly large. There's quite a few people there. And so we went through and did like a speed dating with everybody. And so we talked to lots of different people. We got to talk to them for a couple minutes.
We didn't get to talk to them during the speed dating though, because so they came in and then we were on the same side. So only one side of
moved.
The speed dating moves. And so we stood in place. So we really only got to, we ended up talking to everybody because we were hosting it. Whenever they were leaving, we were like, we need to talk again later, okay? Because we barely got to talk, so we really want to talk to you guys later. So we'll definitely have to meet up later. And then we went to dinner, Jason and I. We were actually planning on just having an us dinner mm-hmm. that night. Just connection and everything. Because we usually, whenever we're on these cruises, is usually a group dinner or doing something with somebody every single night. And so we were planning on that just being an us dinner. Mm-hmm. And so we went to the formal dining. And then whenever we got seated, we requested for like a two-person table, but the tables are put kind of close together. Mm-hmm. So even if you are like two persons, there's still people around you. It wasn't at like a shared table though. But ends up, who got sat next to us? Elena and Damon.
Damon and Elena.
And that was like the most, you know, universe being like, y'all are going to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we were so excited. And so she sat next to me. He was sitting next to you. And just like right off the bat, we just became like such amazing friends. I feel like we have so much in common,
mm-hmm.
even like down to what we did for work for like prior to lifestyle stuff like
yeah.
this. Me and her were in the same line of work. Actually, he did kind of the same line
mm-hmm.
as work as us too. And they're creative people. And so
yeah.
we just really hit it off right away.
Yeah.
And it was like some of the easiest conversation we've had in the lifestyle. Can you tell about the part where your neck was hurting?
Oh yeah. My neck was hurting. And like, so I was kind of like trying to stretch it. And she was like, is your neck hurting? I was like, yeah. And then she got up and walked over behind me. And she's like, I don't know if she'd ever did massage therapy or what she did,
she's
but
like,
she was,
can I?
Yeah. And I was like, yeah. And she did this thing and she was like pinching the back of my neck. She's like, it's going to kind of hurt. And I was like, that's okay. And then she's like, but just trust me. I was like, okay. And I did. And then like my neck actually felt so much better. She did it for like 3 or 4 minutes and like really like helped me out. Cause like I was getting a headache and everything. And
you know,
I felt so much better.
It was kind of funny because we were all just watching. It wasn't just us two. There were other couples right there. And I was like, okay, make them come right here. And right here.
So we had just a wonderful dinner and talked to them quite a bit. And we're like, hey, you guys are going to be at the party tonight. We should find each other, you know, at the party and hang out more at the party. And then we kind of went our separate ways because dinner ended. And so then let's fast forward to the party that night. That night it rained, and so everybody went up to the Sky Lounge. And we were with kind of the group that we've spent the most time with on the cruise, that we've been with the last couple years on the cruise. We were hanging out with them, and then we saw Damon and Elena. So we went over, and we started talking to them, and we spent a while doing that. I know that, like, we dirty danced with them. Like, I was, like, dancing with her. I didn't kiss her that night, but, like, I danced with her.
Well,
you danced with him.
They had also met another couple.
That's what I was about to say,
yeah. So then, you know, no, we're not trying to clock block or anything. Like,
yeah.
I want you to go fuck everybody that you want to fuck. So, yeah, we gave them their space and then let them do their thing. And then we were hanging out with some other people. And so that kind of ended it with that, like, that night. Like,
mm-hmm.
I kind of went our separate ways at that point. And so then the next day we saw them. We
lunch,
went to the
or mid lunch, whatever
yeah.
it was.
We went to the pool party for a bit. We were looking around, but we didn't see them. And then so we went to go get some food, and they happened to be in there. So then we all sat together, and again, we just had the most amazing time, just talking and joking around.
It's probably like 2 hours.
Yeah.
It was a long time, yeah.
And they're the kind of people like Jason and I love people who we can give shit to, and they can give shit back.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just like we like to roast each other and just joke around and be silly. And so it's kind of, I feel like we don't come across like people like that as often.
Yeah.
And so it was fun being able to talk like that. And especially because we had so much in common and we're also around the same age. So there was a lot of things that really just lined up.
Yeah. We were sitting there eating for a while and then they brought up the couple from the night before that they were dancing with. We're like, oh yeah, what happened there? Whatever it was. And they ended up having like a really nice time with that couple. And so we kind of learned, and that was when we learned like, because you know, you don't ever really know like how like a people are, what they're into or anything like that. So we're like, okay, so they definitely like couples and
are full swap.
And like, so those things kind of like lined up, which is cute and, or hot, sexy, sorry. And so we just talked for a long time as they told us that story. And
this was a funny thing though. So they were telling, because this goes into later on.
Okay, yeah, it does.
So they were telling us that the wife of the couple, whenever they were all dancing and stuff together, for whenever they were asking if they wanted to keep going, the other wife asked, "Wanna bang?" and asked Damon that. And I think Damon was just taken aback and he didn't like really understand, like he didn't know if she was joking or not, because that's just kind of a funny way to say.
It's an interesting way. It's an interesting way to say, "Do you want to bang?" Yeah.
Not funny, funny, interesting. And so I think he was just confused. So then he had to like, there was like a little thing going on. So we thought it would be funny to later that night, we left each other for lunch, got ready and stuff. And then we saw them later that night, hung out. And when it was getting like closer to the end of the night, we were joking and I went up to him and I go, "Wanna bang?"
Which is great.
So that was my move. That's what I said. And so, I mean, we were all kind of laughing and stuff. And it was just like a joking way of saying, like, I didn't want to be like, "Hey, like, let's go fuck right now." Like, yeah. I didn't mean it in that way. Yeah, I was just like letting them know that, hey, we're interested.
Yeah, we said that afterwards. We are like interested in you guys, if you guys are, whatever. And so it was like a funny like way to bring it up without it being like uncomfortable or something like that. Yeah. Which I thought was just, I love that you did that. I thought it was really, really funny.
And it was still earlier in the night too, and so like we were still like dancing and stuff. And so then I said something along the lines of like, "You guys go like talk and like we'll hang out and we'll like see each other later. I just wanted you guys to know."
Yeah,
I basically said something like that. And so then
next day.
Yeah, we didn't do anything that night. We just went and we danced some more with, like, well, Jason and I always hop around whenever we're on these, like, lifestyle events and vacations and stuff. And so we just went and danced and talked to a bunch of people.
So now it is night 4, and we had messaged him, because they had, like, a little messenger on the phone app. And so we had messaged him, we were like, "Hey, we should go to the bar. We have to meet up at this bar, and then we can go to the show together." And the show that night was the like game show, like the
adult scavenger hunt.
And so we met at the bar, we had a drink, just kind of like walked around. I think we went to the casino bar and got another drink because it ended up actually being really busy at the bar that we were at.
Yeah.
And then we went to the show, watched a show, just kind of sat there, talked, hung out more.
And then after the show, we ended up going up to the Sky Lounge, which is where the party usually ends up being at around like 1:30. But before that, it's pretty empty up there. So it was kind of our thing to go and get our drinks there because it was quiet and there was really like actually nobody in there. It was kind of a hush-hush place to be.
We also were going to meet up with several other people who were Pokemon so that we could take like a little picture we went down to go dancing. And so we went up there with them and we just hung out there for probably, an hour or so, I would say. Just had drinks, just talking, hanging out with everybody.
Then we went to go dance, and then at that point we were dancing for a little bit. I know you and I were hopping around again, and then we finally like found them again. Mm-hmm. So we found Dana and Elayman. Wait, what did I say? Elena and Damon, we found them again. And then I actually wanted to change out of my bra because I was Sylveon and I had Sylveon pasties and I just wanted to wear my Sylveon pasties and my rope. And so then I was said that I needed to go change, and then I asked if they just wanted to come with us.
Mm-hmm.
So they came with us, and then we just ended up hanging out in our room for a while, for a really long time, actually, just talking and hanging out. And at this point, okay, so we had told them that, like, they knew that we were into them. And we actually asked them if they were into another one of our friends, our couple.
The people that went to the show with us.
Yes.
So it was the six of us, yeah.
And then actually the night before, I had already asked that other couple if they were into Elena and Damon. And then, so everybody said, this is how Jason and I, like, orchestrate these things. So we just want to make sure everybody is interested in everybody. We want to know, like, if everybody's rules line up and all of that. So whenever we were in our room, we were just kind of talking about, like, everything and like if everything was gonna like work out and stuff, and so I was just making sure. Anyway, so I don't know, we started talking about other stuff too.
Yeah.
Somehow we ended up hanging out for like 2 hours talking and about whatever it was, and then it got to the point to it was like getting late, and I was like, so okay, be honest. And this is how much of a wing woman mm-hmm. I am. I was like, so do you want an orgy tonight or do you want a foursome tonight?
Yeah. And they had never had an orgy before.
Yes.
And they're like, well, we've always wanted to, like, be in an orgy before. We, you know, we like you guys. We like them. So, like, this is, like, a great opportunity. And we really like them. And we love our other friends. We've played with them tons of times. Yeah. And we'd actually had to go to their room at this point, too. We went to their room because they needed to grab something.
And she needed to change. Yeah. She wanted to change out of her dress into, like, lingerie.
So me and Damon were like, we'll go look for them.
You and at this point, it's, like, 1:30.
Yeah.
You it's late already.
Yeah. You and Elena go to the room, to our room, to me and your room. And we will meet you there.
So, oh, yeah, because we were in their room and we needed to go back to our room. Yeah.
So you guys went there, and me and him, I was like, okay, I know where I saw them last. I went to the dance floor, and someone was like, no, I saw them up in the Sky Lounge. And I was like, okay, so I went to the Sky Lounge. I saw another friend up there that knew them. He's, no, I saw them headed to the buffet. So I walked to the buffet. They weren't there. And, like, I know these people are down. Like, I know that they would want to have an orgy. So I'm like, well, and I was like, so I'll go to the room. And I was I was like, if, because they weren't in the buffet either. So, like, every clue I'd been given didn't lead me to them. So I went to the room, I knocked, and they weren't there. And we're like, okay, so it's not going to happen. Turns out they were in their own, they were in the playroom with another couple. So yeah, great on them. They were getting their rocks off. So I'm happy about it regardless. And so then me and him came back to you guys, and we were like, hey, we couldn't find them. So Gus, it's a foursome, you know, made some sort of joke. It's like the four of us. And so we started to play our game, and
we have a game called Foreplay, and it's just like our, all of our socials. It's called Foreplay the Game, and it's a card game, and it's basically a swinger icebreaker game. You get a drink, you draw the cards, you do what the card says. There's black cards, which are a little bit more tame, and then the red cards that are very, very sexy.
Foreplay.com/games. If you want a version, that's number 4OUREPLAY.com/games. If you want a digital official version that you can play yourself at home. But we were playing that game, and so we started going through the cards, and we got ones that were like, I remember the guys had to take their pants off, and then very quickly afterwards it was like guys take their boxers off. So me and him were like bottomless very quickly that night.
Yeah.
We also started to just like discard the black cards and just play the red ones because we were all like wanting to fuck, and so we were just kind of getting rid of those. And yeah, so articles of clothing just kept getting removed. Your top came off.
Yeah.
Her, and then her bottoms came off. And it was super cute because normally, like, whenever it's like, hey, take your panties off, I feel like most of the time people just take their panties off. But she, like, ran to the front of the bed and, like, bent over and panty peeled her panties down. And it was so hot.
So hot. And if you are, you need to go on Reddit, and isn't there a subreddit called Panty Peel?
Yeah, you told me about it.
Oh, that's right. I did mm-hmm. tell you. I can't remember because I feel like you're the Reddit person, so you always
know what's up. Nope.
But yeah, that's a very fun subreddit. So if you have, I don't know what fetish that is, but I think I have that. So.
Yeah. So she panty peeled, but she's basically just like pulling your panties down slowly and revealing your pussy, and it's like, oh, something like that.
Because you're bent over, like 90 degree angle, and then pull down.
Yeah.
Hot.
And then you and her kissed, and there was no card for that. You and her just started making out, and we're like, are we really playing the game anymore? And we're like, no. Which is how this game is designed. And so you kissed her, and then me and you like to at least start together, like with fucking or something. Like me, I mean, we'll kiss and do other stuff like that. But that night, you came over, and you started giving me a blowjob, and then you started riding me, which I feel like is how we start most lifestyle situations, because it's just one of our favorites, and like I feel connected when we do that. And so you came over, sucked my dick, and then you started riding me. And I don't know what they were doing. I think that they were, because I was just into focusing on you.
We were doing parallel play at this point.
Yes. And oh, and also we had porn on in the background that we'd put a foursome on. And also we had already talked about rules before we even started playing our game. We said, hey, what are your guys' rules? We just didn't say that earlier, but you know, full swap, condoms, no pictures, all that kind of stuff, and all that lined up. So yeah, you're riding me, and then they're together. And so at whatever point it was, you got off me, and you're like, hey, do you guys want to trade partners? You went over, and I remember you started sucking his dick, and she started sucking my dick. And it was, I don't know, it had been so long since we had played, too, because it had been almost a year since we had an experience.
The last time was on Temptation Cruise before that.
So. And it was so fun. Like I said, I hadn't seen you like with somebody else in so long, and I was just like, I was like really into watching you with him and then also like watching her. I feel like we did so much this night of, we always do, but like especially that night, I feel like I was watching you like so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I so we always do, but like I feel like it was even more so that night.
Because it was been so long.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by us, Bella and Jace. If you're going on a vacation, or maybe you have a gift that you want to give your other lifestyle friends and you're looking for lifestyle clothing, we have the best apparel on the market for you. We have not only clothing, bikinis, swimsuits, we have backpacks, tumblers, cups, anything that you can name, we probably have it. You can find that at foreplay.com/shop.
Let's say you're at a party, you're going on a vacation, you know, things are moving a little bit slow. Maybe you want some conversation to flow. Maybe you want to move stuff towards play. Well, we have the perfect game for you. It's called Foreplay the Game. It is a digital and physical lifestyle icebreaker game, and you can find out all about it at foreplay.com/games. That's number 4OURPLAY.com/games.
If you don't have a lifestyle vacation planned, a resort or a cruise planned, why not? You can join us. You can find that at foreplay.com/playcation. We have not only information about the events and trips that we'll be on this year, but also other options for you as well. And it doesn't cost any extra for you to book through our links, but helps us a lot, helps us continue to be able to make this type of content for you. Now back to the show.
I thought this was hot because you and him had your backs on the pillows, and then me and her were giving you head. And since we were kind of both in the same position, we'd be giving head, giving hand job, making out with each other and going back and making out again. And I always love the going back and forth with everybody and making out in between. I think that that's one of my favorite parts of experiences, is just that sexy foreplay kind of part. I agree. Just like kissing and making out and like being passionate in between, where it's rather just sucking and fucking.
Yeah.
I want to suck some face too.
She was sucking my dick for a while after the whole making out, you know, like little section. And she was sucking my dick, and after that for a while, I put her on her back and I started eating her out. And I believe I looked over, because he did the same thing too, I think right around the same time. I feel like that happens a lot, where we kind of just like mirror parallel each other. Yeah. So I was eating her out for a while he was eating you out. I came up, I started making out with her, and I was like, I want to fuck you. And
I heard you say that, and I was like, oh shit.
And then so, you know, we all like stopped again, and we didn't stop, but like, hey, everyone's okay with everything. Everyone's good with this, right? And made sure again, because we're all about making sure everyone's comfortable. And
yeah, we always, a lot of the times during experiences, we'll ask if everybody's okay. Is this okay? Everybody good? Stuff like that. So
yeah. So
then, consent is sexy.
I agree. So I started fucking her missionary. And I really, the whole entire time, I swear we just mirrored each other.
I think so. The majority of the time. I know he pulled me off of the bed and he was fucking me missionary, but he was off of the bed. He's taller too, so I'm wondering if it's like a lot easier. Is it easier to fuck off the bed when you're taller?
No, we fucked off the bed the day before and it was...
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
That's true. I feel like we don't fuck off the bed that much. It's like very rare that you and I fuck off of the bed.
Well, literally like the day before... On the same bed, I had fucked you off the bed. I was like, was that better for you than like whenever it's just normal missionary? And you're like, it didn't really feel as good. And so for me, when I was standing, I was like, it didn't really feel as good for me either. So it was kind of like, it looks sexy, I guess, but it does like it doesn't feel as good. So
I guess if it's not, maybe
that's why like we don't always like fuck off the bed.
Yeah.
But
to me, I think that is it harder on your knees? Like, is it more tiring because you're standing? Or no? I should put my strap on the next time we are with someone. I'll try.
Yeah, you should try. I mean, it is like a little bit, because like you're in like a mid, like an air squat. Like you're in like a mid squat because like the beds aren't that high.
I mean,
it's going to be probably a little bit more tiring on your legs.
Quad workout.
Yeah, but it's not like exhausting or anything, but it doesn't feel better for me. It doesn't feel better for you then. But
I remember because I had my Shibari on and I asked him, I was like, you want me to keep it on or take it off? He's like, keep it on.
When he actually was fucking you off the bed, I was fucking her doggy and I pulled her like by her hair up to me and started making out with her. And I remember you like looking at me when I did that and you were like, so hot. And then I thought it was hot because you thinking it was hot. I mean, it was hot anyway, but then you thinking that made me feel even sexier with it. So I was fucking doggy, pulling her hair and making out with her while I was like looking at you. And a lot of the time throughout this play session, we were like touching each other. Like, so much of the time I'd be like grabbing your boob or I would choke you or I would stop. Like I was fucking her doggy and I made out with you while you were on your back. Like it was so much connecting with each other during fucking the other people too, which was just so hot. And I don't remember what you guys did at that point, but I know that she got on top of me and she rode me for a while. And I don't.
Before you did that, though, we look over and because the porn is on, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so we're both like, this had to have been before you flipped her over, but we looked exactly like the porn. So her and my backs were on the bed and you guys were fucking us, I guess, missionary, but off of the bed. And we look over and I was like, that literally looks like us.
Yeah.
We're copying the porn. Or maybe, well, not copying the porn. We had already been doing it. And so then I turned over, I put my head over and we were making out. You guys were fucking us and that's really hot.
Yeah.
I also was choking her at one point. I don't remember what exact position we were in, but he was fucking me, you were fucking her, and I was choking her.
Yeah, it was just so much like touching. Like it was so sexy, like all of the connection. After she rode me, he was like, I want to fuck her again. I was like, ooh, I want to fuck you again.
So
he started fucking her off the edge of the bed, and then I started fucking you missionary just like up at the edge of the bed, which is always fun to like reconnect.
Ooh, before that, he was fucking me doggy off of the bed, and I got my vibrator, and I
came. Oh, that must have been whenever she was riding me.
Yes.
Because I couldn't see anything besides, like, really her, because she was just on top of me.
And I didn't see what you guys were doing, because I was having an orgasm.
That's great. That makes me so happy. So you came.
Yes. Which doesn't happen very often. So it is a lot easier now with my vibrator that I bring. It's called a Shibari, and it's on Amazon, and I can link it down for you ladies if you want. But sometimes the Hitachi is just, I don't want to have to plug it in.
Yeah.
And this one is just, I wouldn't say it's a little, it's probably like a little bit bigger than my hand, but it's hot pink and there's so many different options and vibration settings. I just use the one that's just a straight going, but I use it on the lowest level and it's a lot already.
Yeah.
And I will say it's pretty difficult for me to come. So
we use a lot like now in just when we fuck, like I feel like most of the time it takes like, I feel like you come with penetration with stimulation.
Yes. Yes. I have to.
Go. And so, and I feel like lots of the time you, and which said, I never mind, but you don't like when it takes a long time. And so I feel like even for us, when we have sex, I feel like it makes it better because you're able to come faster, which I feel like for you makes you feel better.
Yeah, and just so, think it takes, which I completely, I will never completely understand like what guys go through with like performance anxiety and stuff. But even whenever I feel like there's like a pressure for me to, like I'm not going to come. I'm still having a great time. I just don't usually come in experiences. But anyway, so I did, and that was really awesome.
Yeah, which always makes me so happy when you're able to like, and I knew you did that because like I forgot what point it was because you had told me that night that you did. But so yeah, she was riding me. That's when you were doing that, and then that's when we flipped back. He was fucking on the bed. I was fucking you missionary. I just remember kissing you and making out with you, and you do what you normally do at the end of a play session. Like, does anyone have like, you know, any fantasies they want to do or anything like that?
Yeah, any positions anybody wants to try?
I didn't have anything. They didn't have anything. He asked, because he was still fucking her, and he asked, like, if I normally came during play sessions. And I said that I normally can, but it's not like I need to. It's like sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. And he was fucking her, and he was like, well, maybe I can fuck her and come, and then, like, come on you guys together, something along those lines. Because so you went over and you were kind of making out with her while he was fucking her, and I was just watching and touching myself. He was like, hey, I don't think I'm going to come. And I was like, oh, that's totally chill. And you guys were like, great. And then she asked if I wanted to come. And I was like, well, I mean, I definitely will. And so you guys were like, where do you want me? And I was like, okay. So you guys went down to the edge of the bed and you like, they also like TikTok and stuff like that. And you made this joke and you're like, oh yeah, it's like a reward. Like, and if you guys haven't seen that TikTok, I guess you can just look it up, but.
Cause we were talking about how you can, you can come on demand and it's kind of crazy that you just, okay, I guess not on demand, but like when you want to, you can.
Usually within a few minutes, like yeah. With a blowjob, I usually can.
And so.
Usually.
We were saying something like that and then how he usually can come. I think I said that. And then I said, it's like a reward.
Yeah. And then, so you guys. And he was like, yeah, come on them. And I was like, okay.
This was hot. I really like when, so I was giving you a blowjob, making out with her, and he's off to the side mm-hmm. a little bit watching, and I make eye contact with him, like, while I'm giving you a blowjob and making out with her. And
yeah.
That's, I that really does something yeah. for me. Like, it was, like, the eye contact. Something about eye contact.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
And we're like smiling at each other too. I just think it's like, can you be wholesome? I feel like that's wholesome.
Yeah.
Isn't that a wholesome thing?
Yeah, it is. It's like, if there's a word, should be like in between like whoresome and wholesome. Like.
Whoresome.
Something like that. There's gotta be something like that.
Whoresome. TM.
And so you guys are sucking my dick off the edge of the bed and. I was like, oh, do you want me to come on your boobs? And she was like, I like my face. And you're like, well, I like
She's
my
so
face.
Dirty.
I and I was her. Like, okay, because I feel like it's not that I come on your face sometimes, but I feel like usually in lifestyle situations, I usually come on boobs because I feel like most people don't like it on their face very much, which understandable. But she was like, face. And you're like, okay, face. And I was like, okay, face. And you guys are both just like so pretty to look at. It's like a nutter face, which was a word I claimed. It's like, have you heard of a butter face when it's like, oh, she's so pretty, butter face? Like, mine is like, even though your body's like amazing, it's like your face is so pretty that like you're a nutter face. Like,
you want a nut on
the face. Exactly. So I was kind of like sticking my dick back in between both of you, and then you both like suck your tongues out, and I came like in your mouth and kind of on your face and in her mouth and on her face.
Kinda. It was everywhere.
Yeah. And then you guys like made out so hardcore.
That's another one. Like, is it cum swapping? What is
yeah,
that?
I think it's cum swapping.
That's another one of my fetishes, I think.
I've realized. It is so hot. It was just all of your faces and oh my God. Right, and then he was like, holy shit. He was like, I saw it on your face, but then I saw it on her face too. And then you guys were just like making out. I was like all over you. And it was so hot. It was so hot. And
I'm not like a messy girl, I feel like. But when it comes to cum, I like being really messy.
You know what's crazy?
I hate
dirty stuff, like unclean type stuff too, like, or messy.
Well, it's not uncleanly.
Like,
yeah.
Messy, yeah.
Well, like chocolate. Like, we're talking about, like, whipped cream or chocolate or oil. Like, you know, like, we don't really like to be, like, super during play sessions quite like that. But when it comes to cum, which is probably the dirtiest,
yeah,
nastiest.
Everywhere.
Thing, yeah. I'm like, I'm not gonna swallow. I'm gonna spit it on my tits and rub it around.
Yeah, it was so hot. And you guys just made out.
We haven't done this before because I think it's just difficult to have like two guys who can come at the same time. That's literally only happened one time for us. But I would love to have like to be swapped, come on our face both at the same time. This is a lot to ask. And then
like me come on her and he come on you and then you guys make out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be really great.
That'd be a lot of fluid.
Yeah, I mean, I would be down for trying that out sometime. Yeah, it was just so hot. And that's kind of where the story times end. Actually, this is just a little funny tidbit afterwards. She ended up telling me that she had, like, gone home to comb her hair. And it was like, she's like, why is my comb kind of getting stuck? And she was like, oh, protein. And
then, protein?
And it just made me laugh really hard. And yeah, that was the story time. And then we ended up, you know, hanging out with them a lot the next day and just...
Unfortunately, there wasn't any food at that time. So this is a pro tip.
Oh, yeah, we had some pizza.
Yeah. If you know that the buffet closes at a specific time, which on Temptation Cruise was 2 o'clock, which really isn't late enough. Most people, I think, are staying up to at least like 3, maybe 4. And then there's no food left. And then what are you going to do? If you order room service, it takes like an hour. Mm-hmm. And so then you're kind of like shit out of luck, right? So the key is to get some pizza from earlier in the night and then put it in the refrigerator. Like wrap it up mm-hmm. in a napkin or one of those cloth napkins and put it in the refrigerator so you have it. So you know what we had? We had pizza to share. Mm-hmm. They didn't eat that much. They said they didn't really want that much. So it was more for us.
Yeah. But
that was a great way to end the night. Just yeah. a cold pizza after.
And then me and you just hung out together and just yeah. talked. And it was run up for night. It was really fun. It was like so much fun. And then, as I said, like me and you just like connected afterwards. And it was a really great experience.
And it turns out, so... we're going to have a different podcast about this, about how our experiences, I think, have changed over the years, especially now of what we are kind of more looking for with mm-hmm. couples that we play with. And so having that, I know we've talked about four-way connection before, but even more to like an different extent of it is having friendship. To the point where if you weren't going to ever play, you still have an amazing friendship. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of the times before, even when we have that four-way connection with couples, we would usually play like the first night that we meet them.
Which is still fine sometimes.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. It's a fun thing. But we're trying to make more connections to where we want to have like these lifelong friends. And although we do have like a lot of friends in the lifestyle, we don't really have that many like super close, great friends.
We have a ton of like really good friends, but none that we're like super duper duper close to.
Yeah. And so that's just something that we're like kind of incorporating more into our lifestyle journey. And so with this couple, because we had so much in common and we just like can hang out like at any time and it's always fun and easy. So they actually don't live in the same state as us, but we found out that they have family where we live. And so they come every now and then mm-hmm. and that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
So like we can actually, cause that's another thing too. You meet these couples on cruises or vacations and you don't live in the same area, which has been our issue mm-hmm. is because we'll meet so many people and then you really only like get back together like, you know, a month before your trip and then yeah. you hang out on the trip and then everybody kind of goes their separate ways. So then it's kind of hard to keep up with the friendship between the times that you're going to hang out, which is once a year, you know? So it's really cool that with this couple, we'll be able to see them hopefully a couple times throughout the year if they're ever here or if we ever go over there. But yeah. since they have family here, that does make it a little bit easier.
Easier, yeah.
And we ended up actually going to hang out with them.
Yeah, we got lunch with them like a couple days after the cruise, which was just like such a nice time. Yeah, it was such a nice time and it was such a good experience and it was just
a great experience. It was so fun.
So much fun.
So easy. Yeah. I love when you can joke during experiences too and we're just like laughing and having fun. Yeah. It's just not serious. I mean, it's serious, but it doesn't have to be just like straight sex.
I agree. So yeah, that was the first story time we've recorded in a whole year and it was very fun. I liked this just kind of talking about it and then not being like this exact specific order, but just the idea. And I like the lore of the story. That's like
so much of the though.
Yeah, but
talk about
I know, but it's just like fun to me. Like I just like it. I'm just saying like I'm not saying it's like different. I'm just saying
like porn. You gotta know the backstory.
Yeah, without the backstory.
It's just fucking and sucking.
Yeah, but we like the backstory. But
I don't like the back door.
No.
Often.
Ever. Once.
Once was enough.
But let's go ahead and jump into Bella and Jace's
weekly obsessions. Let's match pitch.
Okay.
How do we do?
I don't know.
Weekly obsessions. Was that matching or was that just the same?
It's like pitch perfect to me. Why don't you go first this time?
My weekly obsessions are... My first one is Jace went to Costco and there's big squishmallows at Costco, big 24-inch huge ass squishmallows. And he does the grocery shopping, and he went to Costco to get a rotisserie chicken, and he FaceTimed me, and he goes, I'm getting you this. Here's a rotisserie chicken for reference. And in the cart, he had this big-ass purple cow squishmallow, and purple cows are really important in for us, like in our relationship, because there's this book from Seth Godin, and it's called Purple Cow. And basically it's like being a purple cow is just being like being different in your space or different in the scheme of life, and then just kind of follow what you want to do. You don't have to be following what everybody else does. And so we just feel really connected to that because we feel like what we do in the lifestyle, just like being creators in this space in general, because it's such a marginalized community, being in an open relationship and us being able to just be open with that and try to help people and share our story, we feel like a purple cow. Mm-hmm. And so that's why that's so important to us. And so he got a purple cow, and her name is Ingrid, and she's humongous. I fucking love her. She sits on our couch all the time, and she gets to stay out. She doesn't. So all of our other squishmallows, I have to hide them away because I have too many of them. But mm-hmm. this one, I just love her so much, and I use her all the time. All and the I just time. Like to. And I know this might sound kind of crazy, but I love to go up and just punch her. But not in like a bad way. It's kind of like in like a in like a. Like a BDSM way, in the way where it's like, it's like, I just, it's like kind of like whenever you do like a little slap on the booty and then you rub and then hug and then do aftercare. Mm-hmm. I do that. Mm-hmm. So I just give her a good little, and then I hug her.
Yeah.
And I love her so much. And so that's my one obsession. And then my other obsession is, okay, this is kind of like BTS because it's not completely out and about yet, but we have been working on a new game for our foreplay games. And so we made a, I'm not going to use the word of the hour, it's a tumbling tower game. I don't want to use the other word because I don't know if it's like copyright or whatever. It is copyrighted. So it's a tumbling tower game. You set it up. It's with the three blocks. You know what I mean? And then you stack it. And then each car, I'm not going to go too much into it, but it's like the foreplay game, but it's tumbling tower. And it's going to be coming out sometime soon in the future. And we have it prototyped and we played it just this past weekend as we're recording this. And it was so fun. I love it so much. And I think it's definitely a good addition to our repertoire of swinger icebreaker games.
Yeah, I'm really proud of it too. I think it's super fun. It's like just a different dynamic. Twist. It's like a different twist of a way to
get the party started.
Yeah, I really really enjoyed it, and the people we played it to also really enjoyed it. So
I'm always proud of our games and our the stuff that
so we there'll make, definitely so. Be more announcements like whenever it actually comes out and it's like finished, because we're still like workshopping things and making things so it's, you know, the best it can possibly be, but the prototype is already so good, and so I'm really excited to put it out soon. But I will go through and I will do my two weekly obsessions. One is I started reading a book on the cruise, and it was called How to Stop Time by Matt Haig. I don't know how to say his last name. He wrote The Midnight Library, which if you've read that book, I think is really incredible. And this is just another book about this guy that basically, he doesn't live forever, but he ages 1 year every 15 years. So it's like this slow life, and just how this, I don't know, it's just a story about a life like that, and it's been really interesting so far. And then I had to return it to the library because I didn't finish it on time, and so though I got it on my Kindle, and I haven't read on my Kindle in a long time because I didn't take it less when we moved, and so having my Kindle back is really nice too. So yeah, that's my 1 week obsession. And then my other one is Charlie XCX put out a new song called Von Dutch, and when I first heard it I was like, I actually don't know if I like this, and then I listened to it again and I watched a music video, and now I just cannot stop listening to it because it's like one of my favorite songs.
That's what it sounds like.
It sounds kind of like that. And so that's my other weekly obsession, and I've really been enjoying that song. And yeah, so that's our story time. That's our obsessions. But thank you guys so, so much for listening along. And yeah, it's just, it's so much fun to record these, and It's just been a great time. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we will hit you guys with the outro. Bye!
If you'd like to support the show, you can leave us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to our podcast. All our information will be listed in the show notes below and on our website, 4play.com. That's number 4-O-U-R-P-L-A-Y.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel where we make videos and vlogs about the swinging lifestyle. Head to 4play.com/YouTube to watch and subscribe. We have the ultimate adult party game for the sexually inclined called 4play the Game that's both digital and physical. It's perfect for breaking the ice and spicing up any party. You can find more information at 4play.com/games. We also have the best swinger lifestyle, kinky, and adult humor clothing and accessories that you can find at 4play.com/shop. If you're looking to plan a lifestyle destination, booking through our links at 4play.com/travel really helps support the show and helps us be able to continue to create this type of content for you. We're on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Twitch, and more. You can find all our current social media accounts at 4play.com/socials, and I have an OnlyFans which you can find at OnlyFans.com/BellaLunaVIP. We also have a Facebook group and Discord community and would love for you to join us. You can find the direct links in the show notes below. Lastly, we're on SDC and Cassidy at 4play, and you can get a free full membership trial by using our link. You can email us at hello@4play.com with any questions or comments, or head to 4play.com/ask. Again, all our information will be listed in the show notes below, and we thank you so much for listening to our podcast. See you in the next one. Bye!